listening to Discovering Multifamily, where we discuss all educational topics in commercial real estate with an emphasis on multifamily apartment investing via syndication. And now, your hosts, former NFL fullback Brian Leonard and Anthony Scandariato.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Discovering Multifamily Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Scandariato with Redhead Properties. And today we have a special guest here with us. I was on his podcast just the other month. I might butcher it a little bit. Martinez Petrovas, did I get it?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. No worries.
Perfect. Marty's coming from broadcasting from Ireland, actually. And he's the owner at Beating Alpha Media, which is a social media branding and marketing company. They have experience in creating and managing content for a combined $1.4 billion worth of real estate companies. And a lot of them include multifamily investors as well. So love to hear him come on our show and talk about some of the tips and tricks that he's been providing his clients recently, coming out of 2020 into 2021. And just excited to have him on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Anthony. It's good to switch sometimes, you know, and be on somebody else's podcast. So again, thanks for the opportunity to spend the quality time with you today. Thanks.
Sure. So do you want to give our audience just a little bit about your platform and how you've been able to help some, you know, real estate companies grow? Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a real estate operator, you're really focused on making sure your properties are performing, executing your business plan, investor relations, but, you know, you can only go so far with what you have. So you have to be able to grow. So I know for us, we use social media a lot to get our message out there. But what are some of the, you know, content creating tips that you have, and what's the, why is content creation so important? Why can't we just buy deals and, you know, talk, you know, have different investors invest in our deals? Why can't we just do that and forget about all this marketing? Why is marketing important for real estate operators?
Well, it can be not important. It depends for everybody. Because look, there is like social media is just one of the ways that you can kind of get your, you know, brand, build your brand and get your name out. And it definitely helps you with less of a work. Because if we're talking for somebody who's, you know, back in the day, looks like loves to shake hands and, you know, travel the country and travel the world and, you know, meet people that way and build relationships, that's fine. I mean, it's definitely going to work. But I'm talking if you're looking to build your business globally. So like if we're going to take a look at my personal story, like the way we provide the business and the service, like we have zero clients in Ireland and I'm in Ireland. So how am I able to be living in Ireland, have all the clients in US and another European country? Is because, look, and I never been in US before. It's because of the marketing. It's because of the branding. It's because of having a podcast. It's because being on the different social medias and people kind of see you and they start trusting you and they, okay, this I've seen this guy for more than one time. So maybe, you know, and there's a story behind it. Okay, so maybe I'm interested in what this guy is talking about. And these people start to kind of follow you, and some of the people are going to stalk you for a little bit until they're going to even trust you more, because there's, you know, different level for everybody when it comes to that trust. And, you know, so, but it's very important, especially these days, as before we started recording, I said, look, COVID just proved the fact, like social media is the way to go for the businesses right now. And if you're going to take a look at the businesses that are kind of operating, booming right now, those businesses are going to be kind of, you know, online services, softwares like Facebook, Google, you know, everything in that nature. So it's going to be, most of the business is going to be online. And again, as we said, as we talked before the interview, I said, look, it's a great way for people to kind of start planning out next year, you know, because it's already middle of December. So if we just sit down, grab a paper and start kind of projecting what we can do in the future, you know, for the next year, because who knows what the next year is going to be, you know, what next year is going to look like, because nobody has a crystal ball for that. But you can kind of get a crystal ball for your own business. But once you start implementing different strategies, and that's why social media is just being one of those strategies. So look, I mean, it's up to everybody's decision, you know, but I have so many people coming to me and you know, asking me, should I use a social media? And like, look, Facebook, YouTube, podcasts, Twitter, LinkedIn, blog posting, you know, bigger, like those platforms have been a while for quite a long time. So, and if we're still asking ourselves, should I use social media? I mean, we're a little bit behind of social media. And that means we have to do some extra work probably to keep up with it, with what's happening. Because now people are preaching and talking about LinkedIn, kind of giving organic reach. And again, I mentioned TikTok, which again, you know, the results that I achieved that I shared with you before the podcast, I mean, 160,000 followers in 2 weeks. I mean, guys, make sure to comment any platform that will give you that reach, that amount of followers in 2 weeks without any paid ads, anything, just for organic reach. I mean, it's insane numbers. But look, what would happen if we started doing that on Facebook, like Twitter, LinkedIn, podcasts, like once their organic reach was like at the top. But look, now we're trying to reach kind of the same, number of followers and attention. And that's, again, through paid ads, through leveraging our own personal approach on different social media platforms, because it has to be leveraged. And it has to be on multiple social media platforms, because simple reason, people consume information different ways. And again, if you're looking to raise capital, these people are busy. Even though it's a COVID, some of the business operating, some of the businesses are online. Look, there's a lot of people, especially right now, look, younger people, they're going to be accredited investors right now, because as you know, the younger people, there's a lot of young people who are becoming millionaires right now because of those online businesses. So how are you going to target those people? Those people are going to be on podcasts, on YouTube. If you don't have these platforms, I mean, it's good to go for the 40s, 50s, people who's in 60s, you know. But look, you want to target the young generation as well. And you want to put the message out. So first of all, you have to kind of understand what your message is going to be. Who's your targeting? Who you probably targeting is not a good word, but who are you after, basically? Who you want to provide the service, the message to? So you need to kind of clarify your personal message and approach, because that's what most of the people are kind of struggling with. Because I have, as I mentioned, I have these kind of service calls, which are give out like for free. So anybody who wants to kind of pick my brain or, you know, okay, give me more of advice, and you can ask me all the questions that you want about any platform. Again, on some of the platforms, I will probably not be able to go like full in depth, because that's just not physically possible. But I mean, you can do a lot. You can do a lot. So what I wanted to say, basically, if you just, let's say, schedule a call, jump with me, I will explain what you can do on all these platforms. But just leveraging, you know, these platforms is probably the biggest reason to be on social media. Because, you know, somebody will consume an information visually, you know, which is YouTube. Somebody will like to listen to the podcast, which is, auditory. Somebody would like to read blog posts. So we need to adapt our personal message for these different platforms. And that's kind of, you know, the simple reason why people should use it. I mean, and at the end of the day, you want to use it, you don't want to use it. It's everybody's personal, you know, thought. Because I know there is a lot of great businesses who are being great without social media, but they probably use some social media, you know, before they became great. I'm sure they leveraged some of that a little bit. So I can't even think about the company right now in this age who is not on social media. I mean, we're talking about, look, like the companies who are probably $1 trillion companies, you know, like Apple, Google, Facebook. I mean, those are so kind of social media online services, that type of stuff. But, you know, like Coca-Cola, Gillette, they don't have to be on social media, but they are on social media. So everybody's going on social media, and you're going to see more and more businesses right now, especially during the COVID, and definitely next year, who never been in social media, they will be coming on TikTok and these kind of platforms that people looked at it. And I used to get these expressions like, oh, like TikTok? Should I be on TikTok? Look, if you get these reactions on a platform, and we're talking about, look, results, numbers, never lie. 165,000 people in 2 weeks. So, I mean, I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to be the same for you, depending on the industry and the message that you're putting out, but it could be close to that or maybe even better, you know?
Sure. And that's a great statistic and case study that you're providing. So with that example, just using that as an example, and kind of what a lot of real estate operators are either, they're targeting a few things when they're marketing, right? They're targeting for really, like you said, you're really trying to build trust in your audience or your target audience. That's number one. Number two, at least for me, it's more of educational. So I get to learn by doing this, by speaking with people like you, and I get to educate my audience. And kind of what comes from that is people will, you know, when they're ready to invest in real estate, they'll think of you, and or when you have a deal out there and they're interested in investing in general, they eventually will most likely become a partner of yours. So, or, you know, if you're looking for deals, it creates credibility with the brokerage community. So when you're utilizing a platform like Instagram or TikTok, where, you know, if I had to just guess, the demographic for TikTok is much younger than Facebook and Instagram and even LinkedIn, obviously.
It used to be, because that's what the most people are still thinking about. They're thinking about TikTok as this kind of being young generation. A lot of young people, all they do is just dance around and look. And that's exactly what I said about 2 years ago when one of the clients asked me, like, Martin, can you provide a service for TikTok? I said, listen, I don't think there's a lot of credit investors right now. And that was 2 years ago. I said, I don't think there's a lot of those right now on TikTok. But they watched a couple of Gary Vee videos, and Gary Vee said, because look, Gary Vee is after those young people, you know, so his message and his approach is a little bit different. So I said, look, your approach is a little bit different too. So, you know, but they said, okay. So they kind of went and did their own stuff on TikTok, which is great. I don't know if they continue to do that right now, but I hope so. But, you know, like right now, the numbers are shifting because, look, I'm seeing companies right now who I didn't see before on TikTok, because those people before used to be like a threshold, let's say maybe 20 plus you get, and kind of it's scattered all over the place from there. But now, like, you get from 20, 30, 30, 40, like, there's this gap is getting bigger right now. The amount of people who are, like, let's say from 20 to 40 is about, you know, it's very, very big, which it wasn't before, because a lot of people got used to the TikTok. Like, I'm living in Ireland right now. I'll tell you one thing, because probably a lot of US listeners, or I don't know what you're listening to, don't know, but TikTok will not go away. I mean, the recent news, well, actually not recent, like a couple of months ago, Google decided, because now, you know, TikTok is owned by Google. So now they're going to build an infrastructure in Dublin, you know, right in Ireland. So it's going to cost $500 million. And it's going to be only a kind of warehouse for servers. But what I'm trying to say, like, it's not going to go away. You know, if Google acquired, you know, TikTok, it's going to be for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So look, and that platform now gives people to do organic reach. Like, on Beating Alpha podcast, I had more than a few guests, real estate agents, real estate investors, who talked about TikTok and said, look, that's how I'm getting the people, the clients, investors through TikTok, you know? And of course, you have to be creative. And that's what people don't want to do, because I do understand, like, a lot of investors, just like yourself, if you're listening, you're a real estate investor, property manager, because we work with these people as well. You have your hands full. Like, what I have to do on a TikTok, first of all, I have to come up with some sort of creative strategy, because you see these people kind of pointing, like, you have to come up with the idea. Like, I understand it's a hard work, but who said success is easy?
Right. And that's the thing with, you know, at least in our community and generating content. I mean, some people are different than others, but, you know, the goal in this business is to, you know, provide value for, you know, your investors, your tenants, and your whole ecosystem. And that's usually through management of your buildings and buying properties at the right basis. So, and turning it around as quickly as you can. So that's more of the business. So now it's like, oh, I got to worry about this marketing thing I didn't even think about, you know, before starting this business. And I'm not speaking about for me, but a lot of, even I interview a lot of other operators, and this is a whole new space to them too. Mm-hmm. So I guess, what would you say the fastest way for a newer operator, maybe they haven't done a deal yet, maybe one deal, to kind of fast track their trajectory to get more investors or to, you know, get more deal flow. What's the fastest way for them to do that? Even if they have basic social media platforms already set up. Maybe they have a TikTok, but they post.
I'll give them a couple of things. So first of all, they should go on somebody else's podcast. Look, if these people want to come on my podcast, they're brand new, but again, they have a great message to share. please go and schedule, you know, contact me personally. I'm happy to have you on so we can have a discussion, the reasons why you want to be in real estate, what's going to make you different from the rest of, you know, multifamily syndicators out there, and, you know, returns, what you're going to be looking deals from, you know, the states, everything. So we can talk about that first of all. So you should do, if you're brand new, you should go on other people's podcasts. And the second thing that you should do, you should take that content, because it's what I'm going to say, it's not a lot of work. You should take that content. You should take that YouTube video once it's going to be out. Of course, you should share it with your personal network just to let them know, look, I'm transitioning. I'm making, you know, moves in multifamily world. Second thing you should do, you should transcribe it. And again, there are services who can do that, you know, that for you. Of course, before it used to be cheaper. Now we're talking, if it's a 45-minute interview, probably is going to be about $15, something like that, with the transcription service. You take that, again, you go and you kind of, you know, change it a little bit, kind of make it a block from that. And then you post it on BiggerPockets. Because BiggerPockets, it goes two ways. It can feed you the deal flow, or you can get a lot of capital coming into you as well. Because simple reason, those people, again, it's 5 million people currently. I don't keep up with the numbers, but I know they're growing rapidly. I can do because of the social media, the podcast, they have an Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, they have everything, right? So they're growing super fast. Sure. So, but one thing, again, those people are right now during the COVID moments, there's a lot of people with the capital trying to make their own personal decision, where I'm going to invest next. They're kind of looking for that. And there are people with the deal flow. Okay, I have the deals, but look, so we have to work the angles. Of course, it's not going to be like you're going to post the first blog post and boom, you have the deal flow and you have the capital. It's like you're set. Of course, it will take some time with the consistency. I'm not talking like one interview on somebody else's podcast is going to solve all your problems and boom, you have a business. But with the consistency, it will eventually, people will start noticing you, because that's, again, that's the kind of secret sauce of if people are looking for that, is with the consistency. Like, if you're going to think about the biggest multifamily syndicators right now in the industry, any names that pop up, why those names pop up in your head? Because they've been on these platforms, they've been in your mind consistent enough, you know, and that's kind of the secret. So it's very easy. Again, go on somebody else's podcast, grab the content once it's going to be out, share it with your friends. LinkedIn, again, you should post the raw files on some of the other platforms. So again, you know, go into the details, transcribe it, make it as a blog post and post it. From that one interview, if it's been 45 minutes, you can get at least, I don't know what type of information you put out on the interview, but you can get probably two or three blog posts that you can make from that, you know, interview that could be posted on BiggerPockets. So kind of, here you go.
Interesting. Very interesting stuff. So you think the combination of audio, visual, text through the blog posts, you know, obviously there's transcription services. Do you have any recommended ones for the audience? Any, you know, because I know some of them are expensive, depending upon how many words, you know, you have, if it's a 45-minute interview, like you mentioned, you know, I guess whatever the most efficient way to get content in different forms out to the broader market is what you're trying to provide, essentially. Like, you're trying to, if you do a video, let's say we record this podcast, your goal would be to, okay, let's take that video, Marty, let's use a few things that you said, you know, let's put it on BiggerPockets, do the transcription on your website on BiggerPockets, let's do a couple blog posts. It's pretty easy to come up with tons and tons of content just from one video. Is what it sounds like.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you need. You just need a video, because from that one video, you can do a lot. Again, as you mentioned, you can post it as raw files on different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can make it, again, from the same episode. That episode as a video is going to be uploaded on YouTube. Same MP3 format is going to be uploaded on your podcast. Let's say iTunes. Maybe there's, again, another 7-8 platforms that you should be uploading that content, and then it's going to be transcribed. Or again, in the best case scenario, if you have somebody that could create those blog posts, again, but look, at the beginning stage, it's still better than nothing, you know, because And again, with the consistency, because like I spoke with a few people, and some of the people we had this discussion about BiggerPockets, because BiggerPockets is great. Like, we're talking about only real estate investor minded, real estate minded people are only spending the time in there. And of course, you have these kind of few people who just wander off and they don't know what they're doing in there, you know, but it's just a few of those. But look, spending the time on a BiggerPockets like blog post and putting it together, because I had this discussion with a guy, and he's a very intelligent guy, and he has high degrees. Like, look, he spent probably, he said, a month on that. And it was probably like, it was such a great blog post. I think he got featured by BiggerPockets itself. Like, it's a great blog post, and like BiggerPockets sees it, it's going to go to editor's choice, is, you know, like on BiggerPockets in the top. So, and he said he was sitting there for probably a week, and he accumulated, as far as he said, like 2,000 or 3,000 people views, something like that. So basically it was great. And was like, and it took him probably a month. He said about a month. It was like, great. Look, but we can do the same numbers with the podcast. Again, it's about frequency. You don't want to have kind of what you would rather have. Would you have one YouTube video that has, let's say, a million views, or are you going to have 100 videos who has, let's say, 10,000 views each? You know, so it's all about, because next time, once you want to have that million views, you have to be super. It's really hard to make those kind of viral videos. And if you're going to get stuck on that, like, oh my God, I got a million views. So next time, what you're going to try to figure out how to get another million views, which is really difficult, you know?
Sure.
You can get that, you know, sometimes, most of the time, by just luck, you know, if you're a beginner. But with a consistent, again, effort, and BiggerPockets is definitely, I can recommend enough for the people who are listening. If you just, for the next year, if you decide, okay, I'm going to start leveraging BiggerPockets more, because look, I'm in the real estate industry, so I should be, you know, putting my own kind of attention and talk with these people, have a discussions, go into forums, have discussions, answer people questions, look for help, you know, because it's all about the network. You know, like, how did we meet? You know, we met through the podcast. Like, we never physically met each other. You know, we never shook hands. Like, you're in the States, I'm in Ireland. Look, but we know each other. We know each other's names. We kind of, you know our own personal, like, backgrounds. I know about you. You know a little bit about me. So, and that's how it builds, you know. Sure. And how many people you can talk with in a day? Like, I, you know, if you're crazy like me, you probably can have 10 people on the podcast in a day, you know.
Right.
I'm not saying you should be crazy like me, but, I mean, you can do that.
Sure.
And another reason for the people, because you said you want to talk about the podcast, and again, we just have so much time available.
Sure.
People should use podcasts. And for a simple reason, because I think people use podcasts completely wrong. Again, some of the people. Because first of all, they use it, you know, they think, okay, I have to take this kind of cookie cutter approach, which is I'm going to take this full episode, just upload it, like, let's say, once a week. Look, I'm not saying everybody's approach is different. They just want to do once a week, once a month, three times a week. Like, it's up to them. But it should be more. Whatever you're doing, it should be more. Because right now we have so much attention going to the bad stuff, COVID, economical problems, this coming up, vaccines, everything, just bad news. And there's a lot of that happening right now. There's a lot of noise happening. So when the times are good, it's easy to kind of pierce through with your personal message and reach people. But when the times are bad, you have to do more than before, you know?
Sure.
So we have to put more effort into that. And I had using podcast, taking the full episode, cutting it into segments. So let's say, you know, if you ask me a question, what do you think is best approach when it comes to the TikTok? That's the title. Best ways to post on a TikTok or something like that. And that segment is going to be 4 minutes, going to be re-uploaded on as a short segment. And you can make a completely different podcast, let's say tips, clips, or something like that. You know, and you can make a complete YouTube, you know, channel if you want to. You don't have to do that. But you should make those short segments. And so, again, for short, for a very simple kind of psychological reason, because we have a very short, you know, attention span, we as people, and especially those people that you're looking to get attention from. Like, if we're talking about, you know, full episode, hello, like, on my show, like, I know, like, but look, we're just putting it there. You know, we're just putting it there. But it's going to be, you know, a lot of short episodes, but our approach is a little bit different right now than it used to be before. But what I'm saying, you should do that because of a simple reason. people that you're looking to reach, they don't have a lot of attention, you know, sure. Especially now what's happening with social media. If you're going to scroll through, like if you don't capture people's attention in a few seconds, I mean, it's gone. People will forget about you. But again, the more people, the more content you will put out, because now people spend the time at home on a TV and they watch TV, but nobody watches TV. Everybody's watches the phones right now. So the more content, once they're going to scroll, the more they're going to see you, the more attention and the more on their personal minds you're going to be. And that's kind of the key, you know, being in the personal minds all the time. But, you know, doing the short episodes, and one of the things that I wanted to tell you, because look, a lot of people, I think, first of all, not doing that, not doing the short segments. And the second thing is not talking with people just like people. I mean, I don't know, most of the time, as far as I've been, you know, on other podcasts, and I see a lot of people being on other podcasts. Again, I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, because people didn't see, you know, a time where we, before we started recording and after we finished recording, you know, they didn't see what was happening there in that time. Maybe we had a discussion where we just said, okay, thanks for being on the show. Bye-bye. Maybe that's it, but it's not supposed to be that way. Because look, if you're looking to solve our personal problems, again, it's not the way we should focus on. It's not supposed to be focusing here. It's a bit focusing over there. What I can do for other people. If you want to solve your problem, you know, pay attention to other people, first of all, right? So how do you solve other people's problems? But you should be having those discussions on the podcast, because what the podcast is actually, because people, as I said, they're looking at this cookie cutter approach. They're thinking, okay, podcast, thought leadership, I need to bring people on, I need to build my kind of, you know, approach, social media, blah, 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 and so that. No. What about having conversations about business? Okay, can we do any business? What do you think, Anthony? Do you need the social media marketing approach? What you guys are working on? I think you should expand. Well, have you thought about this? I mean, I'm talking about business. You know, like we're providing value right now on the podcast while we're talking. Once the podcast is finished, hey, like I seen you guys, I checked you out. I think you're lacking this. What do you think? What do you think about having a call? And I'm going to provide you all the free value as much as I can. Again, so your business will be better. You know, if it makes sense at some point, again, I'm not trying to sell you. I will sell you my free time. And if you're happy with what I say, look, maybe we can come on board and maybe we can provide solutions for you and your business is going to be better from there. Sure. But look, that's what people are supposed to do. Because people now are kind of counting heads, you know, like, oh, I had 30 people on the podcast, this month. Good. What did you get from it? Did you meet any potential business partners, investors? Biggest mistake, syndicators. Look, I've already had these discussions with a lot of people. People cannot use the same approach. The same approach right now in a different economical situation is not going to work. You have to change your approach. And a lot of people who are listening to that, they will change, they will adapt, and they will have success because of that. And I had the conversation with one guy who was a brand new syndicator. I said, look, you cannot have other syndicators on your show. Like, what's the reason behind that? Unless it's going to be a guy who has $1 billion in real estate and you want to kind of, you know, catch some drift. You want to, you know, kind of, okay, I'm with this guy. So, you know, you kind of become this, you know, I'm, you know. So unless you want to do that for a little bit and kind of show to the people and look, I'm hanging with this guy, you know, I'm kind of on this getting similar level with this guy, you know, unless it's that for a little bit. But then you want to get people on the show who are going to be your potential, you know, partners, clients. I don't know, again, who you're going to be after. But you don't want to talk with everybody. What's the reason, like, for you to talk with another syndicator? You're like, he's coming on the show. And I'm like, being that honest, I know a lot of people are not going to like it. He would be like, what are you saying? Like, I would say, instead of having, like, people who are same as you and they're after the same people as you are, and you're kind of bringing the competition on your show, like, for what reason? You know, so then people can comment on each other's Facebook and LinkedIn, oh, like, we're buddies, and that's good, you know? But he's looking for deals, he's looking for capital, and you're looking for those things, same things as well. So I don't think when the deal will come up, I don't think that a lot of people, of course, the community is great, and a lot of people would give you, okay, this deal doesn't make a lot of sense to me, what do you think about that? Or maybe, okay, but I don't think that they will give you passive investment. Maybe you can tell me a story. Maybe that happened. It's like, oh, take this guy. I don't want his money. I don't know.
I haven't heard of that. So that would be a first.
Exactly. So you guys, everybody who's a multifamily syndicator, why you going on other people's, you know, podcasts who are doing multifamily syndication? Instead of that, you should get business people on. You know, he owns an e-commerce business here, a multimillionaire. He has this, he has that. He is business people. He's a sports guy. He's been an athlete, and he's completely different from real estate. Or maybe investing a little bit in real estate, but that's a single family, and he's in U.S. And one of the things, people in other countries. What about Europe? There's a lot of people in Europe. There's a lot of millions of people in Europe. And right now, again, a lot of people, like, had this discussion with a guy who is doing construction. He's a developer in California. And we had this talk where he actually, his approach right now in upcoming year is going to be focused on a lot of raising capital through tokenized equity. So he basically through, as you think of blockchain, so anything like that, because with that, it's kind of easier, and you can ethically and legally pass through a lot of SEC regulations when it comes to the paperwork. So it's really good. So now he's going to be reaching capital from Japan, China, Europe, Africa, like Australia, with that. But of course, he will need to put his own social media kind of effort and, you know, tell those people who are in the country. So how are we going to reach these people? It's not going to be cold call to somebody. But look, these people are going to do that because those people are out there. And there is a lot of people because now the same people, 300, look, in US, what's the number? 360, close to 360 million people. And same group of people are running through. I know it's a lot of people, and a lot of people still don't know about multifamily syndication. Unless if everybody would knew, everybody would be far more than wealthy in the, you know, in this great community. But look, there is so much more, you know, because like I'm from Europe, and I understand how many people right now in Europe and other countries are paying attention to US and to multifamily properties because there's not a lot of the other countries who offer these type of investments, you know? So those business people who are looking to protect and grow their wealth and the story that multifamily syndicators are telling, you know, those people are looking for those solutions, but those people are not talking with these people. So again, and you see it's a problem because everybody after the same people, you know, and I'm like, I'm better. So what about, because I have people right now to talk with the developer as well, who's going to do a very interesting thing. He will come to the Europe, to Spain, and he has a specific city, and he knows what he's going to do. He's going to be doing a redevelopment on a hotel because the price is ridiculously low, you know? And of course, he have to leave the United States, come to Europe, spend some time, and he's going to be traveling, spending some time. But we're talking about insane return, and he's going to be providing that deal for US investor. So it doesn't have to be that crazy. I mean, it could be that you're just going to be raising capital from other people, you know, but because look, what's going to happen with all the currency that we have? I mean, when we go into the shops right now, like the COVID is just completely disrupting the entire industry. So like real estate is being run down. So you know, if we think this is like some sort of a joke or, oh, I don't think it's serious, like the government is going to take care of us at some point. Look, we're the business owners. Like nobody's is gonna come in here and protect us and save us. Like we have to do ourselves, you know. So that's just true. So we have to think differently right now because now the times are different. Like I don't know how many of you guys and girls came across COVID, a pandemic, you know, last time because it's the first one for me as well.
Yeah, first here too. First for a lot of people. This was great. Unfortunately, we're running out of time here. But how you mentioned a little bit how people can find you. Can you just remind them how they can find you and learn more about you and how can they do that?
Sure. So there's a website, again, right there in the corner. I think it's that corner. Here we go. Yeah. So beatingalphamedia.com. You can find me there. Or if you just search me out by the name Martinez Fedotovos on Facebook. And again, we can have those conversations. So feel free again to send me a message. And if you want to jump on a call, again, pick my brain again on all the platforms. We can have those kind of free service calls as well. And I'm again happy to help you guys and, you know, to answer any questions that you want. So feel free.
Excellent. Well, Martinez, thank you so much for coming on our show today. We really appreciate it. If everybody liked what they saw or heard, if you can please give us a rating and review on iTunes, it helps Martinez and I get our message out to a greater audience because that's how, as you know, iTunes ranks podcasts by ratings and reviews. So we really appreciate that. And thank you so much for coming on again. I'd love to have you on 6 months from now as we're into 2021 and kind of see how the landscape has evolved. And I think these topics are great and they're only going to be more important. And you're right, the government is not going to, if you're relying on that to help you change your business, or if you're struggling to help bail you out, not going to happen. So you need to take charge of it and, you know, understand that things, you know, will be different, whether it's better or worse, that's debatable, but you need to take ownership and take action yourself. So really appreciate you coming on, Martinez, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you, Anthony. It was a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.